Ghosts and Goblins out on the street. We'll be back next week with an election wrap-up. And promised, we're going to talk about what's going wrong in America. And help you understand that. Until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
Ooh.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick O'Kasich.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another edition to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. And happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you've got piles of candy or piles of tricks. I'm not sure what it is you collect, but I hope you got what you wanted. We have live music for you this week, as always. Harlequin will be joining us in Studio D a little bit later on. We have friends and family stopping by, which is always cool. And as many vaguely Halloween-connected songs as I could find. I always start off with one list and end up with something completely different. So this is why I don't even bother. Like, why bother making a list? You're not going to be able to follow it. So we are going to start off with everyone's favorite. My favorite. And I'm so glad the day's almost over because I'm sick of eating candy, because we're going to be eating some candy right now. listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. That's not the right track. We're going to just try this one more time. Let's do it the right way, just for fun.
Think of what to say. I had no ready reply. Candace says I'd like her where she is. She says it's an opportunity that I don't want to miss. Candace says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. Candace says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candace says she wants me with her down in Candyland. If I could go on, of course I said I couldn't, and of course we knew that's wrong. But Candy, I said, Candy, no, you can't do that to me, because you love me way too much for you to ever leave. Candy said she's made arrangements for me in the sand. Oh, Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she's made arrangements for me in the sand. And Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in Candyland. Candy says she wants me with her down in
Brothers.
Thank you.
That was a dramatic ending. We just heard from Slide with their song Evil Spirits, coming off of the Forgiving Buckner CD that came out way back in 1995. That was a long time ago. Before that was Mission Creep with featuring Johnny Blazes, giving us Candy on Sunday, coming off of their On the Sea of Suns CD. Before that was The Charms with their song Candy, coming off of So Pretty. And we started off with a double shot of morphine because I can't organize myself at the beginning of the show. We heard Candy, which is the intended song. And we also heard All Wrong, which was appropriate. So we left it, you know? And thus, we have begun the Halloween version of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. One of our many friends and family members, Tom, has come by to say hi.
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 Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too. What's your costume for Halloween this year?
I'm always in costume. I have my captain's hat on.
Good. You're playing with Glider these days.
Yes, I am. I'm playing keys and synth. So I've been involved with the band since May when... All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
I've been involved with the band since May when Cal came back from his hibernation.
Yes, he hibernates.
Yes, he does, mm-hmm. during the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've been in the band since May, and what have you guys been doing these days?
We've been playing a bunch of shows, actually. We've been really busy. We did a lot of rehearsing once Cal came back. Because he was breaking me and a new bass player in. So it's worked out well. And we played Club Bohemia, which we're going to play Saturday. Yep.
I saw that show announcement. Who else is on the bill?
Mr. Airplane Man.
Exciting.
Yep.
Very exciting. Why don't we play a track so people will know what to expect? Now, you said that you have a couple of covers that you're doing, not only original songs, but...
Absolutely. The first song is Cramp's cover, Goo Goo Muck. I figure that's appropriate for tonight.
Cool.
And this was actually recorded back in 2012, and it was before I was involved with the band.
But, that's cool.
But Cal was there, and Al Jones, our guitarist, was there. So that's half of the current band.
Well, you know, this is Boston. These things happen. Yeah. Band members switch out all the time.
Yeah.
It's fine. All right, cool. So we are going to, technology. It's my friend, it's my enemy. We're going to check out a track from Glider, who is playing this Saturday at Club Bohemia.
Yes.
And this is their version of Goo Goo Muck. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Teenage talker and a goo goo muck.
And there you have it. Whoa. Everyone's excited. So there we have some Glider for you. They are, again, playing at Club Bohemia. The new and improved Club Bohemia, or is just like the newly reopened Club Bohemia?
Yeah, the resumed live show Club
the,
Bohemia.
The resumed. Yeah. The exhumed.
The exhumed. It's rising from the dead as we speak.
Excellent. I love... I like a good resurrection story. So Club Bohemia is back, and Glider is playing. Mr. Airplane Man, formerly of Boston, currently yes. of LA, are also playing. That's an awesome bill.
It is, and it's kind of appropriate because we're ending the year of our shows the same mm-hmm. way that we started. Oh. Playing Club Bohemia.
Did you?
Opening for Mr. Airplane Man.
Oh, no way. I did not know that.
Yeah. And we're Glider. Airplane Glider.
Oh, funny.
That's a concept, man.
Okay, good. Glad we have a theme. We're all going to stick yes. with a theme today. Fabulous. All right. So if you did not have plans for Saturday night, now you can have some plans. The new format of Club Bohemia is to just have like two or three bands, short and sweet.
Yeah.
Not a marathon rock and roll night, which, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get in,
mixed
get your...
feelings, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, like, you want to all play with, like, a whole bunch of friends and you want to have a nice night out, but for people that are old like me, it's like, I'd like to just have, like, maybe 3 hours of rock and roll and go home. I'm done.
I need my hot cocoa.
I do need my hot cocoa. I had my hot cocoa before I started the show. Yeah. I really do need it. Tom, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about the show. This is going to be exciting.
You're welcome. I also want to add that we're doing a Ramones tribute show.
Ah, sweet.
On November 16th at the Greek American Social Club in Union Square in Somerville.
All right.
So, and we're big Ramones heads. So we do a bunch of Ramones covers, and that's another one of the songs that's on the CD is a cover of 53rd and 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're gonna move on with our Halloween theme because it's Halloween.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But, but excellent that you got two shows coming up soon, and then, you know, Cal has to crawl back into his cocoon or something. So,
yeah, he's our Papa Bear. So, yeah, he's the one that carries a band, I suppose.
Yeah,
he carries a band, lead singer and promoter.
And he does a great job. He's out there all the time. You can't escape his promotion. So
no, absolutely not. By the way, he plays drums too.
Yes. Well, he does it all. Hi, Cal.
We love you, Cal.
Cool. All right. So Saturday night and then later for our Ramones tribute in November. Perfect.
Yep.
Cool. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're very welcome.
We're going to keep the rock and roll going here with some Dead Cats, Dead Rats. I believe this is called Ghost.
Yeah.
We are deep into the intense songs today. I am not sure what is going on with that, but I like it. So we just heard from Diablo Gatto with Wretched Soul. Before that, we heard from Dead Cats, Dead Rats with their song Ghost. And we got so much love in the station today. Halloween brings out everybody, apparently.
I'm a big fan of the Diablo Gatto, personally.
Yeah, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Totally awesome. I saw them in the Rumble a couple of years ago, and it was just like, oh my God, I'm blown away every time.
Yeah, I've worked on a couple records for those guys, and they are stellar. They're also like old stalwarts, you know, with the Jack Younger mm-hmm. scene, the Waltham scene. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Weather thing.
Oh. Interesting.
There went this bliss.
Okay. I know that was quite an intro.
So if everyone's still out there and it hasn't been a nuclear holocaust, we'd like to say hi and welcome to the club.
Maybe it was a presidential alert.
No. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
One more time. Okay, so hey, this bliss, how are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yay. Thank you for coming down on this sort of a holiday sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on who you are.
It's a good holiday for us because we actually have a murder ballad.
I love those.
So it's good timing. A little bit spooky, a little scary.
Did you guys bring any music with you?
Actually, we did, yeah.
Oh, okay, so somebody can pass me that while somebody else talks about the band. Are you guys playing this weekend?
We are playing this weekend. We're playing this Friday at Pink Noise Studios with Miele.
Yeah.
And
A Bird.
One other band. That's it. A Bird. Yes.
They're from out of town.
Yeah. We're
hosting for a friend of ours.
Exactly. Sweet. So we just went out of town. We were in New York and New Jersey, and we got to play with a bunch of our label mates, and now we're bringing one of them here so that they can come and play. So we're very excited.
This is great. I've been wanting to go to Pink. What have you said?
I've really been wanting to go to there. Yeah, no, I think it'll be
Pink
fun.
Pink Taffeta, that place. It's really nice.
A little bit of an alternative venue kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I love a club, but sometimes it's fun to play like a real studio and have kind of that.
It's a nice room, actually. Yeah. I've been in there a couple of times. Some friends of ours practiced there since the EMF building closed down.
Yep.
And, it's got nice high ceilings. It's a big open white space, and they have an area with a little PA, and there's like room for people to hang out, and it seems like it'll be really fun.
Yeah, kind of like a house show.
And there's a brewery across the street.
But you can be loud, beer. Yeah. So it's like perfect. And there's a brewery across
and they sell
the
cans.
Street.
You can just bring them next door.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of the Alterna spaces,
yeah.
And I forget there was something we were going to go to up there, and then we were just being dumb, I guess, and just couldn't get ourselves together. So when is your show?
It's this Friday. Doors are at 8.
Nice. Cool. How long have you guys been a band?
It's a good question.
Like forever?
I was the last member of the band, so I guess for this... For this incarnation and the three of us being in this bliss together, it's been about 2 years, a little over 2 years.
We've been a three-piece for 4 months.
That's true.
How about that? It's brand new.
Yeah. The debut album came out, that you're holding, came out this September. And we've been spending about the last 2 years trying to figure out how to do it.
Okay.
So I think we figured it out.
I think so. I hope so, because we got the record now.
It's not
figured out now.
Let's put it to a test. which is your murder ballad?
It's Hurt Me. I think it's number four.
Track four.
Track four?
Look at this.
I mean, what's your feels? Like, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
I mean, a murder ballad, that's what we're sounding.
Well, it's Halloween.
Yeah. So, you know, I got this kind of Halloween theme
spooky,
going.
A little spooky, a little creepy.
Well, I mean, a lot of the songs kind of work that way, though.
Yeah. We've got a whole theme, if you like that one. Obviously, it depends. This is a little bit more down-tempo.
Okay.
But again, it's kind of that concept-y feel, and some of the other songs are a little bit more trip-hoppy. If that makes sense. So, yeah.
All right. So let's check out a song by This Bliss. We are going to hear Hurt Me. And you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Hurt Me.
So that is This Bliss. I think the vote is a yes. This is good.
Woohoo!
Yay!
That was my favorite video we've done thus far.
There we go. Oh, and a video? You didn't tell me the video part.
There's pretty much a video for every song.
Yeah, we pre-released a couple of the songs and they have videos, but we hadn't finished the record yet. So
that's
I think
okay.
We got a bunch of videos sort of, as he said, stockpiled that we were ready to go and put together. So yeah, so we got video too. It's
that
fun.
Was the best one. I found a bunch of old like Preglinger archive footage that's like open source.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like free video content of like old like cop movies and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We made one where there's like good chase scenes and like people creeping and cops arresting and stuff. Kind of fits with the content.
Fits with the noir crime
yeah,
music
noir
aesthetic
crime
too.
Kind of
nice. Is making a video hard? I mean, I guess it's hard if you have to be like in it all the time, but if you're doing more of a artistic interpretation.
Yeah, I do more interpretive. It's like we don't really sit down with a set and a fucking excuse my French aboard. What do they call it?
Storyboard.
Storyboard, thank you. We're working up to that.
Yeah, so I mean, the videos we've done in the past have been a little bit more abstract because we do visuals when we play live too. Mm. So to go with that cinematic feel, there's lights and there's visuals that go with each song, and we're trying to incorporate little skits that kind of set the songs up, and the whole feeling is supposed to kind of, I don't know, take you for a little bit of a ride, feel like you're immersed in the whole experience. So the videos that we've done to date have been very indicative of that, although I do have a master plan for a whole storyboarded concept.
You know, videographers.
So that will come, but
one
and
day.
That will be, to your point, complicated.
Yeah, I can do lots of shots, and I do like a VJ program, so it's sort of like doing analog synths, but for video stuff. So I collage a lot of the content together, and then I cut in video of her playing or us doing parts or like guitars or whatever it's going to be into it, so it's like integrated with the song, but it's visually pretty interpretive.
Wonderful.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, no, I think that's you know, I don't want to say that it's like that's like an easier route, because it just depends on like what you like and what you want to do. But I like watching more it artistic interpretation with like oh yeah, once in a while there's a little shot of a band, it's like we're people.
I mean, like straight shots are kind of boring and stuff, and they're actually a lot harder to pull off well. So
yeah, because it's like it kind of also kind of sterile, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, unless
when I get tired of listening, I like to make just colors or whatever.
Color purple.
Yeah, red. We love color.
That makes for a better video than like the three of us acting out a skit, I think, for a video. I can't speak for everybody, but
until
I don't know if my acting
that,
chops are
and that's
are
awesome too, right?
We'll see. We'll storyboard it out.
Storyboard that.
Yes, one of these days.
She's already scripted all of our friends into like, that's the bad guy. And your friend Johnny is the main character, you know, like.
The three top friends on your Instagram are one is the murderer, one
exactly
is the one that calls the police
in house.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, so your show is on Friday.
Yep.
Pink Noise.
What's a pink?
Pink Noise Studios.
Pink Noise
in
Studios.
Somerville.
Yes, in
wonderful.
Somerville. Yeah.
Doors are at 8.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay, good. Retaining some information.
With Miele.
And A-Bird?
Yes.
Is that the other band?
A-Bird.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool. This is a space I definitely want to check out.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. Where is your CD? Which CD player is it in? Damn it. I never remember. Because, okay, now we found it.
There
excellent.
It is.
Yay.
Yeah, which one
so
did
which,
you guys
which
want to
song?
Do? Pick one.
We're going to do track 5.
Ooh.
Wish You.
Wish You.
Wish the letter U.
Yeah, we went with the Prince.
Okay.
style.
I would
writing.
Die for wish you.
Yes.
All right. Well, wonderful. Thank you, This Bliss, for coming down and visiting us here on the town.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
so much
for having us.
We really appreciate it.
We are the town.
We are all the town. And this is This Bliss and Wish You.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
You.
Amazing.
Wish You.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the verdict is the CD is not happy. The band will never escape. Oh, media error. Wah, I don't know how to even fix that. Okay, fine. It's okay, because I was just telling how proud I was that I actually have piles and piles of CDs here to play with, so I'll just have to...
CDR doesn't count.
This is... Oh, well, you know. Now I'm getting heckled. That's all I need. So,
I'm just kidding.
2, 3, 4. We are now... Come on now. We are now going to play one of my favorite vaguely Halloween songs. It's basically been on what my lists like every single time. And usually that means don't play it again because it needs to take a rest. But no, not the Amazing Royal Crowns. Never them. So we are now going to hear Do the Devil.
Do the Devil! I'm a devil. I know you got a soul to give.